The sun puts you in a good mood. Friday puts you in a good mood. But there are some things that weigh heavy on our minds. And of course, as we saw what unfolded in Uvalde, all of us are concerned about school safety. And we are happy to have Jadine Chow on the phone. Jadine is Chief Safety and Security Officer at Chicago Public Schools. And Jadine, I would imagine now that the kids are out of school, your work really begins. Not like you've been taking a year off, but you've got a lot to get done before the beginning of next school year. So is this the moment that everybody pitches in and develops new safety plans?
We are pitching in all day, every day. I am so excited to be here to talk to you about that. We do take the summer to review our plans with our schools, but there's so many other things that are going on because we do want to keep kids safe even when they're not in school.
So during the pandemic, school safety was about keeping them home or making sure they're masked or they're vaccinated, and all the school safety that we usually focus on, like those shooter drills and I don't know what else you call them, I guess lockdown rehearsals, those were put on pause. And then the minute we see what happens in Uvalde, I would imagine parents start saying, what is being done in this school?
Yeah, I mean, even during the pandemic, we were still focused on safety just to keep everything really at the forefront of everyone's mind. So even if we weren't in building with children, we were still doing drills through tabletop exercises. But you're right, once we got all of our children back in, even before Uvalde, we were already strengthening all of our preparedness, doing the drills, making sure that everyone was trained. But then especially after Uvalde, we used that opportunity to remind everyone of those protocols and essentially keep everyone on high alert.
So 636 schools in Chicago Public Schools, and I would imagine everybody needs an individual plan, something unique to their setting.
That's right, because every school and every school community has unique characteristics. And so even there are some standard, essentially standard characteristics that we use across the entire district, every school does have a unique safety plan based on their unique needs.
And what is new? Are you reviewing the relationship with police and police or security in schools? Are you reviewing cameras, adding cameras to schools? What is the new technology or what is being put into place to try and prevent any future massacres, for lack of a better word?
We're always all about prevention. And so even before Uvalde and even before all of the other situations that we've seen around the country, we've been about prevention. And so the things that we look at include the safety plans that you talked about. We're auditing those plans while we have the summer to do so, working with schools to make sure that those are the best they can be. We're always meeting with the Chicago Police Department. They are a critical partner to ours in ensuring that we are prepared in the event that there is an emergency situation. But the other thing I always want to emphasize that people don't think about a lot is the prevention through the relationships that we have with our students. And if we can make sure that every student in our school has a trusted adult that they can go to, that will be one of the best safety strategies that we have, because then we can know if someone is going through something, then we can know if someone observes any suspicious behavior. Those are the things that we really want to make sure we're shoring up, in addition to the other things that you talked about, like technology, like doors working, cameras working. Those are all the things. We want to do all of these things simultaneously.
And what is the protocol for doors? Are doors always locked at Chicago Public Schools, and do parents have to show an ID to get through the front door or go to an office to check in?
Yes, our standard in terms of prevention is to have solid access control. This is really common across all schools around the country. If we can make sure that our doors are secure throughout the day, that people who are coming to the building do have to check in, there's a protocol to make sure that they are there unauthorized for an authorized purpose and they're not just hanging out, and then there's a protocol once they've checked in. Those steps have been in place, but yes, we have reinforced those as we've, again, made it through the year, especially particularly observing the tragic incident in Texas.
So will you talk to us before the beginning of the school year so we can review some of these things? Because we've had so many parents who call in, we've talked to teachers who don't have, I mean, the teachers have a great understanding of active shooter drills, but parents have concerns, and I can't imagine what it's like, as one teacher pointed out, having a classroom of special needs students and trying to work within an active shooter drill, because there are so many children that need extra comfort during those situations, but also need to be educated in what they need to do should it happen.
Absolutely. And this year, we are going to make an extra attempt to make sure that our teachers feel prepared. We're working with principals to deliver new training. As they prepare the drills, even before they prepare the drills, we want to make sure they know the expectations and are comfortable with them. We would also like to send information out to parents, because as you stated, there are parents who maybe don't have a good understanding of how this is supposed to work. And so this going into this coming school year, we will make sure that we're doing everything we can to reach out to parents so that they have that information.
All right, let's catch up in August if we can, okay?
I would love that. I look forward to it.
Thank you. Jadine Chow, the Chief Safety and Security Officer at Chicago Public Schools. Steve has your news coming up next, and we've got text messages on how to save money. If you have one, contribute at 312-981-7200. The 3 o'clock news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom is on the way.